Miss Jolly, she'll need a lawyer. A lawyer, I say. She doesn't have Pepsi money in her house. Anybody a witness? She says. Me, only me. I saw Jolly when she came in her house. A witness to the incident. Incident, I say. You mean him feeling her and her putting her pencil in his flesh? That's right, says my mom. Jolly says of course there was no witness. She says it like I'm stupid to ask, which I already knew. Jolly makes the call three more times. Twice she gets Secretary A. Once she gets Secretary B. She calls me and says will I help her out while she hunts a job. I go there and I sit down with Jolly and we make her list. Jeremy wants to sit on my lap and then he doesn't. He plays his pots and pans very loud and he brings four books I should read to him and I try to do it while we're making Jolly's list.
Did you notice that LaVonne is not at Jolly's to babysit? She's there as Jolly's friend. She's trying to help Jolly find a new job. LaVonne is really getting involved in Jolly's life. Keep reading with chapter 25 on page 62.